Hey, Shalom and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. Medrash Morsels for Parashas Tazria. This week's Parashas Tazria deals a lot with a disease called Tsaras. It's a skin disease, and sometimes it makes a person tummy, not always. The Medrash tells how Hashem will use this disease as a great plague against his enemies in the nearby future. Surely you've heard that Mashiach is coming. Who hasn't heard about the Mashiach, his footsteps? He will be a Jew from David HaMelech's descendants, the most amazing Yid ever. In certain ways, greater than even Moshe Rabbeinu. All Yidin and all Goyim will recognize this, and almost everyone will bow down to the Mashiach. He will be a Melech, a leader of the world. But, the Navi says, even so, even though Mashiach will be so awesome, there will be hordes of Rishoyim who will still want to rebel against him. That horde is called Gog Umagog. Gog is the name of the leader, and Magog is his land. They will gather a huge and mighty army to fight against the Mashiach. Don't worry, they won't win. In fact, that war will make a great Kiddush Hashem. Miracles that have never happened before will happen to protect us and to protect everyone who is with the Melech HaMashiach. They don't realize who they're starting up with, this Gog and Magog. Hashem's special nation, the Am Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael? Well, one of the ways that Hashem will punish Gog and Magog is with a very severe skin plague, Tsaras. The Navi Zechariah describes it. Now, I'm about to tell you something a little bit scary, but it's directly from the Navi Zechariah. I'm only going to read it in the Art Scroll translation. The end of the Navi Zechariah says that don't worry, that in Yerushalayim, people will settle in security. This will be the plague which Hashem will strike all the people that have organized against Yerushalayim. Each one's flesh will melt away while he is standing on his feet. That's a type of tsaras. Each one's eyes will melt away in their sockets. This sounds like tsaras, a really bad one. And each one's tongue will melt away in their mouths. And it shall be on that day that there will be a great panic of Hashem amongst them. Each one will grab the hand of his fellow. Remember, we're talking about the enemies of Yerushalayim, the enemies of Hashem, the enemies of the King of Mashiach. And each one will grab the hand of his fellow, and his hand will be raised up against the hand of his fellow, and they'll start hitting each other. Then the Navi says that the same plague will be affecting the animals, the donkeys and the camels in those camps, just like this plague. The wicked people deserve it. Everyone else in the world sees the truth now that the Mashiach is here. Hashem Echad. The Torah is the only truth. And the Jews were right all along. And they are Hashem's cherished nation. It's obvious. Everyone else gives in. But Gog and Magog, they are so evil that they still won't submit. They'll even come to attack us. Hashem says, you start up with my Yidden? You start up with my children? You're starting up with me. Says the Medrash, don't be surprised that Tsaras will happen because Hashem already used Tsaras to afflict a Goy who started up with a Yid. Who was this? His name was Naaman. Nun Ayin Mem Nun. Naaman. He was a general for the army of Aram back in the days of Elisha Hanavi, during the first Beis HaMikdash. Elisha Hanavi eventually healed Naaman, but not before he suffered a long time from a severe tsaras sickness. Naaman's country, Aram, lies to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. Today it's called Syria. Naaman was a mighty warrior, and his troops, his soldiers, had raided some border cities of Eretz Yisrael where Yidden lived. Once they captured a little Jewish girl. They took her hostage. She didn't want to go with those enemy soldiers, but they took her by force. Hashem says, one little Jewish girl is more precious to me than all of your hordes of Gentiles. Naaman, I am against you for taking her. Tsaras for you. So says the Medrash, you see that it happened once in history. The Navi says it will happen again to Gog and Magog. Hashem says, I will make you Gentile nations tame with tsaras, for what they do to my Yidin, trying to make my Yidin tame. But my Yidin, the opposite. My nation Yisrael, my precious nation, I will purify them. I will make them tahor. I will sanctify them, and I will redeem my Yidin from among you nations. Hold on, Yidin. Hashem soon will make us the best and the most perfect. For more stories, visit our website, musastories.com.